On Monday, the government backed wide-ranging reforms in the education sector, which could radically change how universities in the country are run. Among the most marked proposals, the introduction of student tuition fees, offset by a new system of student loans. The idea, to improve the quality of education students can expect while helping them get on their own two feet. But not everyone is happy. Critics of the reform say there are grey areas which have been left unaddressed. Jan Wellinger has the story.
If Education Minister Ondřej Liška has his way, the Czech Republic could soon see a major overhaul of its schools of higher learning, from Charles University in Prague to the University in Olomouc. According to the minister, the reform's main aims? To provide equal opportunities for all students, regardless of background, while improving the quality of education at schools. Under the plan, the minister has stressed tuition fees would be introduced, but not before 2014. He said that a new safety net needs to be established first. That would be a system of government-sponsored student loans and scholarships, which would make students less dependent on their families. Tomáš Boška, the Czech EU presidency spokesman for the education ministry, says that the system would boost the number of those able to study at schools, many of them until now at a disadvantage.
At the very moment, we are having only approximately 9% of children from workers' families who are actually applying and studying at the universities in the Czech Republic. And of course, this is not enough. This system is not fair to all applicants. We have much more applicants than the today's universities can accommodate. So this is why we need to reform the whole system. Of course, in the longer perspective, the tuition will be discussed, but it is not the first step. And actually what the minister said yesterday as well is that it is not the tuition, but it is the financial support of individual students that is his priority.
Not everyone is happy with the planned introduction of student fees, even if only in 2014. Social Democrat Shadow Education Minister Jiří Havel on Monday called the target date unrealistic, not least given the current economic crisis. Other aspects of the plan, meanwhile, have disgruntled others, charging, for example, that the reforms fail to take into account financially troubled faculties, such as the humanities. One of the parties within the government, the Christian Democrats, is itself divided over the proposal, while some in academia, namely at Charles University, are openly against the reforms. On the other hand, many agree a proposal to reclassify schools according to academic focus would be an improvement, as well as backing other changes, such as requiring schools to cover insurance for students regardless of age. Currently, the limit stood at 26. Finally, in the future, Czech universities should cooperate more closely with the private sector, similar to institutions in other EU countries. Czech EU presidency spokesman for the education ministry, Tomáš Boška, makes clear the current proposals will see broader debate.
There could be different nuances brought into the debate from different perspectives, from the perspective of the business sphere, from the perspective of the state and universities who themselves might, let's say, dislike some of the proposals. But this is the topic of the debate, to bring them all together and try to find a common perspective that will help and facilitate the reform that we really need.
Tomáš Boška, Czech EU presidency spokesman for the education ministry, ending that.